give you all an invitation from Christ, my Master. I say to you in his name, come and walk in truth. This is the way to gladden the hearts of your parents and relations. This is the one thing above all others which will please your ministers and teachers. You little know how happy you make us when you try to walk in truth. Then we feel that all is well, though we die and leave you behind us in this evil world. Then we feel that your souls are safe, though we are called away and can help you and teach you no more. Then we feel that you are in the right way to be happy, and that you are prepared for troubles, however many may come upon you. For we know that walking in truth gives peace now, and we are sure that it leads to glory hereafter. Come then, this night, and begin to walk in truth. The devil will try to make you think it is too hard. You cannot do it. Believe him not. He is a liar. He wants to do you harm. Only trust in Christ and follow him. You will soon say his way is a way of pleasantness and a path of peace. Only pray for the Holy Spirit to come into your heart, and you will soon feel strong. He can guide you into all truth. Only read the Bible regularly, and you will soon be made wise unto salvation. The Bible is the word of truth. Read and pray. Pray and read. Begin these habits and keep them up. Do these things, and before long you will not say it is impossible to walk in truth. But come, come at once. Children, I find Jesus Christ saying in the 3rd chapter of Revelation, Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Who knows but this may have been going on tonight? Who knows but Jesus may have been knocking at some of your hearts all through this sermon? If it be so, do not keep him waiting any longer. If it be so, go to him this night on your knees in prayer. Go to him and ask him at once to come in. Ask Jesus to come and dwell in your heart and take care of it as his own. Ask him to put your name in his book of life. Ask him to enable you to walk in truth. Oh, think how many children in the world have never been invited as you are. How many boys and girls have never had the chance of being saved that you enjoy? How many, perhaps, would leap for joy and walk in truth at once if they were invited? Beloved children, take care. You, at least, cannot say you are not invited. Jesus invites you. The Bible invites you. I, the servant of Christ, invite you all tonight. Oh, come to Christ. Come and be happy. Come and walk in truth.
Little and wise. There be 4 things which are little upon the earth, but they are exceeding wise. The ants are a people not strong, yet they prepare their meat in the summer. The conies are but a feeble folk, yet make they their houses in the rocks. The locusts have no king, yet go they forth all of them by bands. The spider taketh hold with her hands, and is in kings' palaces. Proverbs 30:24-28. Dear children, I should like you all to be very wise. Wisdom is far better than money, or fine clothes, or grand houses, or horses and carriages. People who are not wise seldom get on well. They are seldom happy. My best wish for any dear boys and girls that I love is that they may grow up very wise. But how are we to be wise, some of you will ask? What are we to do in order to get this wisdom which you tell us is such a good thing? Dear children, if you would be wise, you must pray God to make you so. You must ask him to put his Holy Spirit in your hearts and give you wisdom. This is one thing. Besides this, you must read God's holy book, the Bible. There you will find out what true wisdom is. There you will see what kind of things wise people do. This is another thing. And now let me talk to you about the 4 verses in the Bible which I have looked out for you. They are verses which tell us about wisdom. I hope they will do you much good. There you see that God tells you to learn a lesson of four little creatures, the ant, the coney, the locust, and the spider. He seems to say that they are all patterns of wisdom. They are all poor little weak things. An ant is a little creeping insect that everybody knows. A coney is a little creature very like a rabbit. A locust is like a large grasshopper. A spider is a thing that the least child need not be afraid of. But God tells you that the ant, the coney, the locust, and the spider are very wise. Come then, dear children, and listen to me while I tell you something about them. Some of you are but little now, but here you see it is possible to be little and yet wise. First of all, what are you to learn of the ants? You must learn of the little ants to take thought about time to come. The ants, says the Bible, prepare their meat in the summer. God has made the ants so wise and thoughtful that they go about gathering food in the harvest time. They are not idle in the fine long days when the sun shines. They get all the grains of corn they can find and lay them up in their nests. And so, when frost and snow come, the ants are not starved. They lay snug in their nests and have plenty to eat. The butterflies are much prettier to look at than the ants. They have beautiful wings and make a much finer show. But the butterflies, poor things, are not so wise as the ants. They fly about among the flowers and enjoy themselves all the summer. They never think of gathering food for the winter. But what happens when the winter comes? The poor butterflies all die, whilst the ants keep alive. And now, dear children, I want you each to learn wisdom of the ants. I want you, like them, to think of time to come. You have each got within you a soul that will live forever. Your body will die sometime. Your soul never will. And your soul needs thought and care as much as your body. It needs to have its sins pardoned. It needs grace to make it please God. It needs power to be good. It needs to have God for its best friend in order to be happy. And, dear children, the best time for seeking pardon, grace, and the friendship of God is the time of youth. Youth and childhood are your summer. Now you are strong and well. Now you have plenty of time. Now you have few cares and troubles to distract you. Now is the best time for laying up food for your souls. Ah, my beloved children, you must remember that winter is before you. Old age is your winter. Your frost and snow and rain and storms are all yet to come. Sorrow, pain, sickness, death, and judgment will all come with old age. Happy are those who get ready for it betimes. Happy are those who, like the ants, take thought for things to come. Those are wise boys and girls who read their Bibles and learn many texts by heart. Those are wise boys and girls who pray God every day to give them His Holy Spirit. Those are wise who mind what their parents and teachers tell them and take pains to be good. Those are wise who dislike all bad ways and bad words and always tell the truth. Such boys and girls are like the little ants. They are laying up store against time to come. Dear children, if you have not done so before, I hope you will begin to do so now. If you have done so, I hope you will keep on doing so, and do so more and more. Do not be like the foolish butterflies. Be like the ants. Think of time to come, and be wise. But let us now go on and see what you are to learn of the conies. You must learn of the little conies to have a place of safety to flee to in time of danger. The conies, says the Bible, make their houses in the rocks. The conies are afraid of foxes and dogs and cruel men who hunt and kill them. They are poor weak things and are not strong enough to fight and take care of themselves. So what do? They make their holes